Krishna, yes. Lubov, I thank you very much for your very nice service. Without sound, we wouldn't be able to enter into the temple of sound. Hare Krishna. So, Haribol, I want to welcome you for this afternoon session. By the way, I have sincerely prayed that tomorrow on your 64 rounds day, Indra will send clouds which are substantial so that you are very cool to do the very warming exercise tomorrow. I'm very glad that you are enthusiastic. I can see more devotees take advantage of the chairs. I want to encourage you, if you are not used to sit so long, please do bring chairs, any number of chairs, into the room. There's no problem. Even when we do exercises where we say, please have your spine straight, it's enough if you sit and just do like this without the back rest. You have the same benefit, really. Good. Krishna. Let me welcome all of you for this afternoon session, which is a little bit a preparation for tomorrow when we have our 64 rounds day. In this afternoon session, we will explore a few subjects. I feel it's necessary for me to say a few clarifying words in the beginning about the last exercise and the benefit which we can obtain from such an exercise. I would like to talk a little bit about meditating and chanting. And then I would like to give you three very powerful tools, three powerful steps, which can be of great use tomorrow in your special effort to chant extra rounds. At the very end of this afternoon session, we will have a very nice, we call it Krishna Darshan. It's something where we sing and at the same time look at Krishna's pastimes and so on. It's a little meditative, you will see. But let me first of all say something about this practice which we did a little while ago in our morning session, where we were thinking a little bit about Krishna, our Krishna, our image of Krishna, either a deity or a picture of the Lord, and where we were chanting to him. I acknowledge that such exercises have their strengths, but they have also, let us say, inherent some space where we are not absolutely clear what is happening. Let me tell you that I wouldn't recommend you to do regularly this exercise. Srila Prabhupada spoke only on one occasion about placing a diamond throne in the heart and then placing Krishna on it and doing seva to Krishna in form of washing the feet. There is a danger if you overdo these exercises that you will in fact block revelation, because you have already your own picture, your mental picture, and therefore are not open for a revelation which may be entirely different. It is something which should be seen within a greater context of our, within a certain context, and which should not be removed out of the context, this exercise. Huh? The context in which this exercise is to be seen is meditation about our relationship with Krishna. As we said, the chanting is all about establishing a relationship to Krishna. When Srila Bhakti Vinod, who has visited of you the home of Bhakti Vinod Thakur in Godrumdweep, please raise your hands. Oh, this is a very good number of devotees. Have you also seen the room in which he chanted? It's when you go up the stairs, I think Sundarananda remembers it, and before you, when you have walked one stair, flight of stairs it's called, then, oh, I don't really remember, but it's in the middle, when you are halfway in your climbing up the stairs, there's a little room, maybe 75 centimeters times 75 centimeters, like this. This width and this long. And then there is something like a door. And he would go into this in the morning and he would chant his rounds. It was really looks a little bit like a schrank. I think in a Yugoslavian language we say schrank, isn't it? Do we say schrank? No. A cupboard. Yes, where you keep clothes and other things. A closet. Thank you very much, Sharada. A closet is the English word. And he would chant there while sitting down. Now he started his chanting practice very, very early, and I can well imagine in that little closet there was not enough air, so sometimes he would go into his garden where he had a cement chair. When you sit on a cement chair, your body gets very much cooled, because especially in the morning the cement chair is cool. And there he would chant his rounds. And Parvat Muni, that's a devotee who was a neighbor of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, remembers hearing Bhaktivinoda Thakur early in the morning when he came down from his closet or his little room where he chanted to chant in the morning air. There was only a small Indian partition wall between Parvat Muni's and Bhaktivinoda Thakur's place. And he remembers that, I've written it down, Bhaktivinoda Thakur would rise around 3 o'clock, or he would come out around 3 o'clock, and then chant with a raised voice, as if calling a person in the distance. He would call in a very high voice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We do know that in Sanskrit, Hare Krishna, the Maha Mantra, is in the vocative form. That is, in the way I call someone. Hey Mahojwala, hey Philip, hey Majanalila. It's a address. It's very personal. It's very direct. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur would chant like this, as if calling, Hey Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like this. He would call a friend to come to him. What is your relationship to Krishna, my dear devotees? You can know Krishna only through a relationship. You can't know him by intellectually gathering knowledge about him. You can know of him by this, but you can know him, there's a small subtle difference, only through a relationship. It's very easy to understand, very personal. You know, you can know of Ananda Gopal, and you can hear some of his qualities, good qualities, but only if you enter into a relationship. You can, for instance, find out that at the beginning of a relationship, Ananda Gopal is a little shy. I found that out about you. I didn't know it before. It was a very subtle but very important part of his personality, which became revealed when I entered into a relationship with Ananda Gopal. He is one of our assistants on the Sharanagati preaching group. So to really know Krishna is only possible through bhakti, and bhakti is a relationship. It's a relationship of loving devotional service. Now, I would like to ask you a question about your relationship. What is Krishna for you? Is he like a friend? Or is he more like a theological concept? Like maybe in philosophy, the holy other. Man sagt in Deutsch, Meister Eckhart would say, das ganz andere, the totally different, and so on. May I ask you a question? Are you aware of Krishna in your daily life? Do you sometimes stop and say, Krishna's mercy, or Krishna gave me the prasadam, or the service, let me ask you very personally, do you miss Krishna when he is not personally there? Like you miss, when I was in Bosnia, and that was the first time in many years where Gaurahari was in India, and I was in Bosnia. I was maybe 3 or 4 months in Bosnia, Four months in Bosnia, and I would sometimes think of Gaurahari and I would miss him. I would go like, Gaurahari, no Gaurahari. Usually he's there, one meter away, and I would say, oh, I miss his smile and his cooking style and his work on the slideshow and our conversations where we really want to find out what is the truth about spiritual life and so on. And how is it with you and Krishna? Do you sometimes miss him when he is absent? It should be normal to miss Krishna. May I ask you another very taxing question? Do you think that Krishna wants the best for you, or are you sometimes afraid of Krishna, that if you surrender to him, my God, what will he do with you? he will not take care of you, maybe. May I ask you, what is your concept about Krishna when you do something wrong, Mahojwala? Do you think he will punish you now because you did something wrong? You did wrong, and therefore, as a reaction, the bus drove over your leg and cracked it into 2 pieces. Who is God for you? Does God punish you? Another question is, do you think you can go to Krishna at any time, Damayanti? Like for a friend, the door is never closed, even when he is sleeping. maybe at 1 o'clock in the morning, and there's some great need to eat some pizza together. You know, you can go, wake up, pizza is here, and wow, very good idea. And you know, friend is always ready for us. I feel it is very, very necessary for us to ask ourselves the questions. Who is Krishna for me? Responsibility, to take responsibility in your spiritual life means you are ready to think about your relationship with Krishna. Let me tell you this again. To take responsibility for your own spiritual life means you're ready to think about your relationship with Krishna. I want to say this again. To take responsibility for your own spiritual life means you are ready to think about your relationship with Krishna. Because the word responsibility means a certain ability. An ability to respond. An ability to respond to Krishna's invitation to all the conditioned souls, to Savadamang Parichaja Mangikang Sharanam Vraja, to surrender to him and to not be afraid, to trust him, that he will take care of the consequences which this surrender will bring to you. Krishna wants us to be able to respond. That is, he wants us to take responsibility in our relationship to him. What do you think, Ananda Gopal? Yeah. Because we want to learn to respond to Krishna, we go on the japa retreat, where it's all about my relationship to Krishna, and so on. I would like you to think a little bit about your own relationship to Krishna by making an in the form of the holy name, by making an exercise in your notebook. I have to first. Amarananda and Lubov, can you please bring the what is it, the writing board to me? Lubov.
Lubov.
Which is I want you to make a little writing exercise. Thank you so much. Holy name is my, and then you have to write something, because I want to give you an example of how you could do this exercise. You could write, the holy name is my therapeut because he keeps me sane in this insane world. That's a relationship. A relationship of a patient to his therapeut. You could say, the holy name is my constant companion because he is always there for me, even in the night. You could write, the holy name is my private challenge because I have to face the fact that I'm not very attached to Krishna. It's something like this. Is it clear? The writing exercise. Sharanga Thakur, you have no pen. And sorry? We have. Who has no pen? Here, Bananandini, more in the back. So, be creative. Gaurahari will make a very creative music in the background. I think this is something for you, Tathagata. You are very creative. But please don't just say something nice. Think, who is the holy name for you? The idea is, it's a relationship, Rajashri. Huh? Who is the holy name, Shridha, for you? Huh? Please start now. Or maybe you need to think a little bit. When more than one sentences come to you, the holy name is my so, because you can write up to 2,000. If it is difficult for you to think in this construction of a sentence, you might also say, chanting the holy name is a blissful experience, or it is up and down, because. It's very important, this because. Huh? But it would be good if you can stay in this relationship-oriented question format. You will have another minute. Do you need more time, or you have something? More? How much? 1 minute, huh?
It's only one sentence, Prabhu.
It should be, because you are now on the japa retreat, you should just write like anything. Hare Krishna. So thank you very, very much. I think it would be very, very interesting if we could hear some of your treasured jewels. I see Maharajwala has written like 4 things about the holy name, or 3? 1, 2, 3, yes. Anyone would like to share? Who? You, yes, please. What would you like to? Maybe we can have a microphone, so that then I don't.
Later, you get a microphone.
Oh, you have.
Hare Krishna. The holy name is my protector, because he protects me in any situation while I'm on my own, on book distribution, or when I'm coming late from seminars and my husband is upset.
Hare Krishna. Wonderful. So you chant and then your husband is in ecstasy, even if you are late. Okay, someone else? Mahajwala, yes?
The holy name is my bliss beyond dualities of the world, because it can give pleasure in times of happiness as well as in times of distress.
How nice, yeah. Anyone else has a relationship with yes, our microphone won't go so far, but please tell. Speak loud, Mataji. Thank you. Even in your past life, you said? Wonderful. You Even in the past life means before Krishna consciousness or before you were born? Before you were chanting in your last life. One? God was there in your last life, and you may have seen him. Yeah, wonderful. It's a relationship which goes over different lives, in other words. Yes, because our Mataji knows the holy name and Krishna are identical. That's your... Yes, yes. Who? Yes. Sorry? It's in Slovenian. We can understand. No? We can translate. Not so. Well, if you don't, when someone doesn't wish to share, that should be respected. That's very important. Because sometimes it may be so personal, and we may think personal things should be kept. Anyone? Chitra, yes. Please speak loud, Chitra.
The holy name is my companion, but sometimes, unfortunately, I want to stay alone.
Thank you for sharing so deeply with us. Thank you very much. This is what I mean, a community of seekers. Huh? We are not certain things we are keeping for ourselves and should be kept for ourselves, but certain things is good to share because, you know, this is a community experience. Mm-hmm. I saw Pavle and Sridhar was also there. Hare Krishna. Holy name is the fortress, he said. And a fortress, you know, when the Turkish invaders came to Split, the Splitjanas, the people of Split had built a fortress which was unconquerable, at least in theory. it was conquered at one stage. I visited that fortress. So Pavle said when he closes the door of the holy name and he's inside, this fortress, he is protected. Yeah, wonderful. Sridhar.
Holy name is my perfect board. Perfect is capital and bold. In this material world, because this is the only board which helps me cross the oceans of nations to Satchitananda Krishna.
The holy name is your boat, because perfect boat, because it,
perfect.
Yeah, wonderful. It helps you to cross the ocean of material existence. Yeah, Ante.
The holy name is my sanctuary because it gives me hope that I'm something more than what I think I am.
Oh, the holy name is my sanctuary. Sanctuary means like a place, holy place, where one is empowered when one visits this place. This is a sanctuary, because it helps me to realize that I'm
something more than what I think I am.
It gives me hope because he tells me that I'm something more than my illusions about myself. Yeah, yeah. Shrivanji. Iran. What? Iran?
Iravan.
That's the son of Arjuna from the Naga princess Ulupi. Yes. Far out. He's a mystical being. Yes. Iravan, yes.
Because it carries me out of the feelings of misery in this material world to
Wonderful. The bridge, because it carries me out of this material world to another shore where I can feel blissful and happy. Wonderful. You are poets. Eduardo. Yes. We want to hear in Italian. Yes.
Il santo nome è il mio oracolo.
Oracolo, wonderful. Miracolo.
Oracolo.
Oracolo.
Perché mi dà tutte le risposte. Give me all answers.
Oh yeah.
Oracolo.
The holy name is my oracle, oraculo, no, oracle, huh? Delphi oracle, yes, because he gives me all the answers. When you chant, you know what to do, sometimes. Sometimes better than no time, yes. Thank you, Eduardo, thank you. How nice, how poetic, yes. Philip.
My gift of a dearest friend that I have left long time ago, because it reminds me of the joyful time that I have missed.
Wonderful! This has very much heart. The holy name is the gift of my dearest friend whom I have left many years ago.
And because it reminds me on the time that I could have spent with him, but I...
Oh yeah, because he reminds me of the time we could have spent together, but I was not there. Lila Purushottam, are you translating or are you joking? We have requested you for translation, not joking. Or your Bosnian friend is joking, yes. Your mule, or what is a mushe, or... Hare Krishna. We have a very humoristic translation in Croatian. Yesterday you were almost falling from your chairs. No problem, some humor is required, no? Yes, Amarananda.
The holy name is my praying because it's like an intimate conversation with my Supreme Master.
Holy name is my prayer because he is an intimate conversation with my Supreme Master. Yeah? Yes, Audaya Chandra.
Chandrika.
Yes.
The holy name is my opportunity because he gives me a hope that I can go back home, back to Godhead.
The holy name is my opportunity because he gives me hope. For me also the holy name is, I want to say, I really feel he's my only hope because he is Krishna having come in a form where I can relate to him in service. If Krishna would have come in any other form, I would not recognize him because I'm blind for Krishna. I have no eyes for Krishna. I have only material eyes, not spiritual eyes. And only spiritual eyes can see Krishna. But I can chant Krishna in the form of the holy name with my tongue. I can do that. And therefore I feel he's my only chance, my only hope, my only, yeah, the place where I invest my all my endeavors and so on. Mm-hmm. Thank you very, very much for participating in this exercise, and I want to now move on with you to something I gave a little while ago, a lecture. Little while means 2 years or 3 years in Zagreb, and afterwards our Sundarananda came to me and said, I'm so happy that you gave this lecture, so I will bring this now a point to you which will make you think very much why it is so important to think of a relationship. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur distinguished between an alphabet name and the real name. He said that the holy name means actually divine sound, spiritual sound. And compared it to the capsule of a medicine. A capsula, I'm sorry, I don't... Do we have one here? Maybe we can show you. No. A capsula is like there are vegetable capsulas now who carry inside medicine, but the capsula itself is not the medicine. It's what's inside. So, in the same way, the sound itself carries Krishna, who is within the sound. I would like to read this to you because it's something very challenging. The divine sound of the holy name must have its origin beyond the area of misconception or Maya. Sound must have its origin in Goloka Vrindavan. And then it's more clear, the mere physical sound is not yet the holy name of Krishna. The repeating only the syllables of the holy name is called mayic sound. It has no spiritual essence. When you chant offensively year-round, the life of the name is absent. The life of the name is Krishna. When you chant materially, or if you chant offensively, and you don't chant with devotion, Krishna is not present. And he, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is even clearer about it. He says, the most important thing when you are chanting the holy name is the spiritual realization which is in the background of the holy name. That is the real name. A tape recorder can pronounce the holy name of Krishna just like a parrot, but the physical sound is not Krishna. In the background, there must be spiritual truth, which is consciousness. My dear devotees, this is so profound what we are hearing now. It is so deeply inspiring to us. I think we all can imagine when someone is just calling Krishna just like in an offensive way, "Hey Krishna, hey Krishna, Krishna." Do you think Krishna is then present? Is he like a waiter? Who's a waiter? A konoba? A konoba, where you pay him, "Hey konoba," and you wave your 100 kunas in the air. "Hey konoba, come bring me a soup." And the konoba comes, "Oh, I want to get the 100 kunas, you know. Is Krishna like that, Mahojwala? Srila Prabhupada would also talk about this. He said, I have it in this manuscript, that when you chant the holy name, that he says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, there's something like chanting only the syllables of the holy name, while Krishna himself is absent. Krishna has not come. Now, obviously the devotee wants to know how can Krishna be present in the holy name. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati tells, the pure name of Krishna is not lip deep. Not lip deep, but heart deep. Ultimately, it goes even beyond the heart, then reaches the land of Krishna. What it means is you must chant with devotion, in a spirit of devotional service to Krishna. Then Krishna is fully present. In order to help us understand this very difficult point, a good example, the example of the sunrise, has been given. It's like this. In the early morning, you may not yet see the sun. It's somewhere there, but you don't see it. Then, a little later, the rays of the sun come over the horizon and filter into your perception. And finally, you see how the sun rises. So in the chanting of, it's called Nam Aparad, where you chant with offenses, it's like the darkness of the holy name. Krishna is simply not present, like the sun who's absent early in the morning. When you chant, trying to avoid the offenses, you know, when you chant with these positive affirmations which we have described to you, then the rays of Krishna, some indication of Krishna, some little presence of Krishna can be experienced. And when you chant with love of Krishna, then it's called Shuddhanam, the pure name which is totally identical with Krishna, becomes manifest. Here is a verse from you, from Jagadananda Pandit's Prema Vivata. Namaksharabi bahiraya batunama kabunaya. Oh, merely the sound of the holy name of Krishna should never be thought of as the actual name. Even in Namabhasa, the twilight dawning of the holy name, which comes before pure offenseless chanting, the sound of the name is there, but the inner substance of the name, that is Krishna, is not yet there. Namabhasa can give us mukti or emancipation, that is liberation from the negative, the material side, the material world. But if we really want a touch of the holy name, we must gain admission into the spiritual world. So, my dear devotees, it's very important that when you chant, you chant with an understanding of relationship. It's called sambandha. You understand that you are addressing Lord Krishna personally. Therefore, Jiva Goswami and Bhaktivinoda Thakur have instructed us, while a devotee chants, he must meditate about the meaning of the holy name. Meaning. Because then only he chants in a spirit of relationship. It means, my dear Lord, please engage me in your service. Wow, you're like in a university today. Everyone writes like anything. I would like now that we do a little, that we chant like this, chant with a feeling of a relationship. Mantrata Chintanam, it's called in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. If you want perfection in chanting, you must meditate about the meaning of the mantra. Are you ready? I would request all of you to look at our deities. Maybe Amarananda and Lyubov. Lyubov, no? Lyubov. Lyubov is so much nicer. Why only Lyubov? Imagine you could give your name, your child the name Lyubov. That is just, why would you call him Lyubov? Isn't it? So please look at the deities. We know that the deity is we can see Krishna in the deity when our eyes are full with love of Krishna. But also if we fix our mind on Krishna, we have some feeling of relationship to Krishna. So I request you to chant the holy name. For just a while, it will be like 2.5 minutes or 3 minutes. And then, just from time to time, just remember, not in a forced way, that please, Krishna, I'm here in this world, but please engage me in your service. See, seva, the word seva, or service in English, means not only to do something for the pleasure of the master, the word seva means also to establish a relationship. Did you know this? When you want to make a relationship with someone who's on a higher level, you ask him, what can I do for you? No? Because you know, if you do, for instance, arrange a flight, that's an unusual thing to do. Cook a meal and serve a meal, then some closeness is established. Through service, we establish a relationship. You know, the person knows us when we have done service for him, he knows us in a favorable way. You know, so therefore, the request to Krishna, please engage me in seva, in service, is actually a request for a relationship. Therefore, Prabhupada has sometimes translated or given the meaning of chanting as just, please accept me. So you can meditate also on this from time to time. Please do it in an unforced manner. When you look, oh, the deities look so wonderful. Who wouldn't like to have a relationship with Krishna? It's like that. Huh? You want a relationship with Krishna. Please start, and I will give you a signal when we will do the next exercise. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Bo. So, my dear devotees, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, there was one great devotee who was very young. His name was Gopal. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the bathroom, and his tongue started to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he bit on his tongue to stop it from chanting. Sorry. And he bit on his tongue to stop it from chanting. Gopa Guru heard this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And he waited. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of the bathroom, he still had his tongue like this, keeping it from chanting all the time. Gopal, the boy asked, you know, with little 8-year-old boy, why are you doing this? We have a little boy in the Zagreb temple, and he sometimes, well, now he goes into his teenage phase, but sometimes he would ask these questions, why this, why that? Gopal was asking like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you know, when I'm in the dirt, this dirty place, I just don't want to chant the pure names of God. Gopal said, but the names can never become impure. They are always pure in whatever situation. And who knows, you might die. And when you don't chant, when you die, that is a problem. So, Gauranga Mahaprabhu heard this little boy, and he spontaneously embraced him, lifted him on his lap and said, you are my guru. From this day on, you are not called Gopal, but Gopal Guru. Now, Gopal Guru grew up and he became a great acharya, great spiritual teacher, who wrote also about very, very esoteric subjects in Krishna consciousness. You find him in the novel Jaiva Dharma, and you can know that his disciple Dhyan Chandra Goswami wrote a very interesting manual about the worship of Krishna on the path of spontaneous devotional service. It's called Gaur Govinda Padati. Padati is a book which gives guidelines, a how-to-do book, so to say. And Gaur Govinda Smaran Padati. So this Gopa Guru has given a meditation for each one of the 16 holy names within the Maha Mantra. And this meditation is sometimes chanted, or is sometimes nice to look on, because it expands on the meaning, please accept me, or please engage me in your devotional service. This meditation can be found in the book Nam Rahasya on page, 54. I thought we would do now a little meditation where we chant in one voice, and then as you are chanting, I will read a few of these meditations to you, and then while you are chanting, you can be in that consciousness. In other words, the syllables which you chant, which your tongue chants, will have a background. A background of consciousness. This is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's instruction. Would you be enthusiastic to try? Dobro. Mm-hmm. No. May I request you to sit properly so that you can be more present? I just request you to relax a little bit your shoulders, just to be a little bit here, to center yourself a little bit. We will now engage in a chanting together. So it's important that you are there in your heart, that you're not somewhere in your mind spacing. I mean, no one spaces out here, but you know what I mean. Moment. I'm sorry. And you put everything in the letter. No, I told you only one tea and the rest of one tea at the moment. No. It's too hot. I have to give you everything. Anyways, it's all right. Sorry, I was agitated because of Krishna's mercy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Please continue.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Please, yes, chant a little softer, please. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Now put your mind, please, on this meditation. O Krishna, please pull my heart to you. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. O Krishna, please pull my heart to you. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
O Krishna, please, may I develop taste for you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
O Krishna, please, may I develop taste for you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Krishna, please may I develop taste for you. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. O Krishna, please purify my heart.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Krishna, please purify my heart.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Krishna, please purify my heart.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Radha, please show me how to serve you.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Radha, please show me how to serve you.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Radha, please show me how to serve you.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Krishna, please make me steady in devotion.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Krishna, please make me steady in devotion.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Krishna, please make me steady in devotion.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Radha, please capture my inner heart. Deliver me from the bondage of material life.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Radha, please capture my inner heart and deliver me from the bondage of material life. Radha, please capture my inner heart and deliver me from the bondage of material life.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So this would be something like what Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and also Prabhupada talked about the life of the mantra. No? That it's not just a tongue exercise and the lip exercise, but there is consciousness. Consciousness means life, the symptoms of life. Behind it, in the background, a certain mood, a certain request, a certain conscious intention. A certain conscious intention is behind it. Powerful. Krishna. Tomorrow is our 64 rounds day, and Hari Hari Bol. It's a day where we will think very much about our chanting, because we will chant extra rounds, more than we usually chant. And I would like to give you here it is. Three powerful exercises which many of you have learned already during this japa retreat, which might help you to chant more enlivened. In Naam Bhajan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us very wonderful and very, 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 very practical instructions. Can you please show me the book, Mahajwala? I must tell you that when I was not so well and I disappeared in the mountains of Yahorina, It was one of the best times of my life because I really could think a lot on Krishna. I especially like this particular situation. You know, every evening I would go to bed, and because our house was during the week the only house which had light, the many cows and also horses who walked freely in Yahorina would come in the evening to our house and sleep around the house because they also look for good association. Sometimes the cow would come into the door and eat our vegetables, our sabji, like in India. That's common, isn't it, Sridhar? The cow will come into the kitchen and try to steal something. So it was very, very nice, and we totally enjoyed our cows, even when they scared Radha Kripa to death. You know, she heard some noise, bong bong bong, in the room before the kitchen, and he thought, oh, maybe it's a Kriminalnatz, you know, from Belgrade who has come. And then she opened the door, and I would hear, when she saw the cow just happily eating in our house our vegetables. So we had a very good relationship to everyone around, including some neighbors were, well, the neighbors were just they noticed special people live in this house, different people, and they were, I think we gave the whole valley good subject matter for discussion. And anyways, what I wanted to tell you about is I would go in the evening, I would lean out of the window and I said, boys and girls, addressing the cows and the horses, boys and girls, I will soon switch off the light. Better you find your sleeping places now and sit down. I wait two more minutes until you rest, and then I sit, and then tip, it's good night. And I said, Dobro jutro. No, that's what you say in the morning. Laku noc. And then we all rested. And sometimes when I had to get up in the night to visit the private room, then I would look out of the window, and there they were all dreaming happily, and their cow and horse dreams, you know. It was a really lovely scene. I really enjoyed it very, very much. I noticed they came especially when the moon was down. When not in full moon, they were sleeping in their other places, but when it was really dark outside, they would come to our house and sleep with us, outside, of course. So it was a very nice time in my life, but I think beyond these very human scenes, we also made a movie about this time there. Beyond these very moving human scenes and very thoughtful scenes, I spent time reading Chaitanya Shikshamrita from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And there he devotes a whole chapter to the subject chanting while aspiring for prema. That means someone chants with the hope to obtain love of Godhead. And I read in this chapter, this whole chapter, and I just liked it so much. It answered many, many of my own questions which I had, and confirmed also some of my own insights maybe, or realizations in the holy name. So after I had read it, because it really moved me so much, I was thinking about it day and, the night, I don't think that I thought about it. But I was thinking about it in the day and in my chanting. I would try different things. And then I said, enough of thinking. Now I will sit down and write it. Write whatever I have digested, and I will also look obviously in the pages. And from this reading and meditation about this sacred scripture, this book, Naam Rahasya, was born. It's really not my own book. It's really inspired by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and the credit goes entirely to him. And then I researched a little bit, and I found out that during Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's time, he kept this chapter in print, you know, isolated, and as a little booklet, he distributed it all over wherever he came, because it's just so powerful. So I made this book on this, based on this. I just explained things sometimes a little bit more, gave some more additional references to it, but kept the format. And I'm really very, very happy. I think if ever I have done some service to the Vaishnav community, it's really this little booklet. And if you feel inspired, please take this home with you. And if you have no money, I will sponsor this for you. So in this book you will find these meditations also from Gopal Guru Goswami. And I believe, I know for sure, you will find also what I will tell you now at the end of this session. Let me see. When you chant, you can go through the steps, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, three steps. First of all, you can remember the spiritual characteristics of the name. That means that the name, the Nama Prabhu, is identical with Krishna. Sorry. Since the name and the named are not different. In other words, you chant and you sit down and you say, now I am with Krishna. I believe Amrita Kelis was it who said to us, who shared with us, that you can't call a person and when he comes, he is not present. Isn't it, Amrita Kelly? This is what was your realization. You feel, I have to be concentrated because after all, it's Krishna. I just can't be absent-minded. So this is the first step you do. The name is non-different from Krishna. You just prepare your mind like this. Yes. Then the next step is you explain the meaning of the name to your mind. That's the second step. You just meditate about the meaning. Please, oh Radha, oh Krishna, please engage me in your service. Or please accept me. When you chant from, like you did in the first exercise, you just bring this to your mind. You explain it to your mind, Vandana. Please engage me in your service. Like that. And then you will actually feel a relationship with Krishna. Yes? And the last is, while you think about the meaning and the form, this is point that you think there's Krishna and the meaning is, please engage me in your service, you should pray to Krishna with heart-rendering lamentation. You should really bring some feeling to your praxis. Nasi dragi gospodin. No, my dear Lord. What was the t-shirt saying? Gospodin moi, ibok moi. No? Gospodin my, what was it? My Lord, my God. Huh? Yeah, you can think like, please pick me up from this ocean of material death. I'm drowning. I'm really drowning. Don't you see how I am drowning? You know, like this. Heart rendering. What is a heart rendering, Sharada? You are our English expert here, our dictionary. Heart rending. What does this mean? Rending. Is it, I hope, our English dictionary? From the bottom of the heart. You are speculating or you are knowing? You are speculating. But you are our dictionary. Dictionaries couldn't... Heart rending. Who is an English expert? Who? Vandana is our English expert. What does heart rending mean? Heart rending lamentation. You offer everything from your heart. Nothing is left. Total offering. Absolutely. Thank you, Vandana. You have saved our discussion this afternoon with your English knowledge. Yes. So, this is the situation. Huh? My Lord, really, you're totally there, Krishna. I always meditate about this verse. Ayinanda Tanuya, oh my Lord, I've fallen in this ocean of birth and death. Now please pick me up and fix me at your lotus feet. What do you think about this? I think this awakens our heart, our spiritual heart, and that is what is most required. My dear devotees, I suggest we do now something. How did you like the idea which we had yesterday? We didn't really have an evening program. I suggest we just do a 10-minute pause now, and then we will see a beautiful presentation. It's a slide presentation of Vrindavan and Krishna in Vrindavan. And we will sing. No, Govinda Nandan, yes? Yes, you can invite the angels from this hotel to join us. But you must teach them how to sing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So I think do you think it's good if we have 10 minutes pause? I think it's good, yes. And then when you come in, please rearrange the chairs that the chairs go in this part of the room. Braj Kishore, can you arrange that the chairs are brought here? Because we will look there. But please, let it be 10 minutes, huh? 10 German minutes. Vijay, would you be so kind after... Vijay will come after 10 minutes with a pair of cartels and remind you that your 10 minutes are over.